Good morning. John and I are very honored to guide you at this time of communion. I have been a Christian for 4 decades. I look very young, you know. I was doing some numbers this morning, adding up, and I calculated that I have participated in at least 2,200 communions. During these past 4 decades, it's a part of a service that it never gets old for me. For me, this time of communion is sacred. This is my time to remember Christ and the sacrifice that he made for me. It gives me the opportunity to think a little bit about my week and how it went, and then to reset for the next week, for the following week. So I was asking John, so what should we talk about during the communion? And he said, how about redemption? And I said, redemption? Okay. Let me revisit all that. So for the past few days, I've been looking at scriptures, praying, and trying to remember the redemptive work of Christ. And isn't it amazing how God sews together? I mean, I didn't know what the people before me were going to be talking about, but, you know, I have decided to follow Jesus, and we just need to remember the redemptive work. The meaning of the word redemption from the Greek, it is pronounced apolutrosis. It refers most of all to the work of Christ on our behalf, whereby he purchased us, he ransoms us at the price of his own life, securing our deliverance from the bondage and condemnation of sin. And beginning in Genesis and all the way through the scriptures in both Old and New Testament, we see examples of the redemptive work of God and the sacrifice of Christ. And John is going to be talking a little bit further about that. In 1 Timothy 2:5, it says that, Paul is reminding Timothy and the Ephesians, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. So this scripture reminds me of the great price that Jesus paid for me and for all of us in order to have the hope of heaven. And I will pray afterwards.
Redemption is a big topic. It's so big, we're just going to touch a little bit on it. You know, it's one of those theological terms, and you get concerned because it's like, oh, no. But I feel like a lot of times we approach redemption in our minds. You know, we try to get a hold of it in our minds. And I kind of, you know, as you look further into it, I've kind of given up on that in some way. You know, I can understand it to a point. But in the end, it's about the emotion. It's about the heart. It's about moving your soul. This is that kind of concept. In the Bible, like Beta says, it's Genesis, it's Exodus, the Exodus story out of Egypt, hundreds of years of slavery, terrible conditions. God intervenes and takes them out towards the promised land. The entire book of Ruth is about redemption. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. And it's not just a story about the Hebrew term of Boaz is described as Gibor Ha'il. Gibor, remember Spencer Gibor. So it's not just about the big strong man. Actually, it's about a strong woman. Ruth also brings redemption into the relationship. It's an amazing story, and it's a story again to stir our emotions, not just to say, okay, I'm going to get it right up here. It's to stir our emotions. I asked Joe Hartline yesterday. We were on a walk. In the morning, because it's too hot for us to walk in the afternoon. And I asked him, what do you think of when you hear the word redemption? And the first thing he says, well, it's one of those churchy words, right? It's a churchy word. We don't use it often. We might have used it more back when there was S&H green stamps. Do you remember? You would redeem those for a toaster or whatever, right? My brother and I would carry a little red wagon, and we would collect newspapers as our little red redemptive wagon. We'd redeem those newspapers for money and buy very meaningful things. But I think often we look at redemption as transactional in nature. And, you know, there is one maybe little aspect where that is true, right? As we get into the New Testament, we start thinking, you know, with God, redemption is just so much more. We've been talking about the prodigal son and the prodigal God. And that story is a good example of redemption, where the son, who's really blown it, sinful, blown it, he has in mind what redemption is to him. Okay, if I can only just be a servant. And I think a lot of times that's what we look at. And that's not wrong. But God says, let me help you understand redemption. I'm going to be running towards you. You know, when you pray, when we pray, Beta's going to pray here in a minute. When we pray, God, picture God running towards us with a robe, with a ring, with sandals, throwing a party. I mean, it's hard to get our, again, this is not theology, it's the heart. Moving our hearts, that's God's heart about redemption. You know, so that's Jesus' life. That's what he brought. And his death, of course, paid the full cost of redemption. Ephesians chapter 1, you don't need to turn there. It's just one scripture I want to read about, or one verse. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with God's grace, that he lavished on us. Redemption, it's a big topic. It's fully realized by the life and death of Jesus.